From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is set to authorize hefty tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, despite strong criticism from political allies and business executives. He's expected to levy 25% fees on steel and 10% on aluminum as early as Thursday. His spokesperson, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, however, said exceptions are possible.
That would be a case-by-case and country-by-country basis, but it would be determined whether or not there is a national security exemption.
The Washington Post said Mexico and Canada will likely be granted 30-day exemptions. The tariff threat has raised alarm bells about a global trade war. In Luxembourg, European Council President Donald Tusk counseled against tariffs.
Trade wars are bad and easy to lose. For this reason, I strongly believe that now is the time for politicians on both sides of the Atlantic to act responsibly.
Mr. Trump also tweeted he's asked China to cut $1 billion from its trade surplus with the U.S. Once again, White House spokesperson Sanders.
The president's been clear that he wants to address the trade imbalances and the unfair practices.
Meanwhile, the U.S. trade deficit ballooned in January to a more than nine-year high of nearly $57 billion. The U.N. envoy to the Democratic Republic of Congo, Leila Zerugi, Wednesday warned the Security Council of the risk of violence ahead of long-delayed elections in DRC.
A failure to generate confidence in the full and faithful implementation of the 31st December agreement will only serve to heighten political tension and to fuel the risks of inciting violence for political purposes.
That 2016 agreement aims to free political prisoners and ensure the rights of the opposition to have elections to pave the way for the delayed replacement of President Joseph Kabila. This is VOA News. The relentless Syrian bombardment of the rebel-held region of eastern Ghouta has been accompanied by a ground assault that, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, appears to have the objective of cutting the enclave in half. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said absent serious opposition, the Assad regime now has a free hand.
The government is in a dominant position. Civil war, as we knew, is basically over. And they are now moving in quickly to reassert control before the rebel forces, especially the Jaish al-Islam and al-Qaeda, can regroup themselves.
Nearly 900 civilians have been killed since pro-government forces began their assault in the besieged region held by a coalition of rebel groups since 2013. At the UN Security Council, the council called for its February 24th resolution demanding a 30-day ceasefire to be fully implemented. Kara von Oostrom is council president.
The Security Council reiterated its call for implementation of Resolution 2401. And coming Monday, March the 12th, the Security Council will be briefed by the Secretary General on the implementation of Resolution 2401.
A rebel defeat in eastern Ghouta will be the opposition's biggest setback since the fall of Aleppo in late 2016. Two South Korean envoys are due in Washington Thursday to meet National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. About the 2 days of meetings this week with North Korean officials, including leader Kim Jong-un, that resulted in an agreement to a summit in April, and Pyongyang proposing nuclear freeze in talks with the U.S. Wednesday, former Ambassador Christopher Hill told Reuters he opposes any premature lifting of sanctions against Pyongyang.
My own advice would be that we should not go there, and what we should do is see whether they have an interest in putting their nuclear weapons on the bargaining table or not.
Hill cautioned the Trump administration to coordinate any talks on denuclearization with China. The 11 nations that remain in what was once called the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Regime are expected to sign the landmark agreement at a ceremony Thursday in Santiago. The TPP has been renamed the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, or CPTPP. The U.S. pulled out of the pact shortly after President Donald Trump took office. In central Nigeria, more than 20 people have died in clashes between mostly Muslim herders and predominant Christian farmers. After one of two missing herders was found dead, a group armed with machetes attacked people in a district in Benue State. The U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum Wednesday rescinded its top award to Myanmar de facto leader and Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi over her failure to stem the crackdown on Rohingya Muslims. Saudi Arabia has given its approval to Air India to overfly its airspace between New Delhi and the Israeli city Tel Aviv, ending a 70-year ban. Saudi Arabia does not recognize the Jewish state, and its decision appears to reflect a change in ties. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.